Minnesota's third Rural Arts and Culture Summit convened in Morris, June 2nd through the 4th, at the University of Minnesota Morris. I'd never been to the school before. It's a beautiful campus, a mix of old and new buildings, lush grounds, including a cemetery, all of it right in the town. Dodger was at the second summit, and she told me I had to be there this year. She said I would be inspired. She said I would be affirmed in my commitment to art. She said I would love the people who show up at this thing. She said I would be in tears at least once during the conference. She was only off on one prediction. I was in tears more than once. There was so much going on at the summit, I'm not going to try to summarize it. At every breakout session, there were up to 10 offerings. I know that many attendees focused on practical application. What could they bring home and put to good use in their day jobs? My criterion was simple and selfish, which I'm never above. What most interested me personally? I went first to Art in the Hinterlands, a panel discussion about how rural artists get themselves and their work noticed, if they want to, beyond their often isolated small-town communities. I knew two of the panelists, Patricia Canelake, a visual artist living north of Duluth on the Knife River, and Athena Kildegard, a poet from Morris, who was one of the first contributors to Northern Community Radio's The Beat. The other panelist was Andrew Nordine, a painter from New London, Minnesota, a place I'd never heard of, near Wilmer. All three chose to live where they live for different reasons. What they have in common is that they're doing very good work. My other two sessions were presentations by Native American artists. First, Tawakaga, an arts program of Dakota Wichahong, featuring artists from the Lower Sioux Indian community from another place I'd never heard of, Martin, also near Wilmer, as it turns out. This breakout included one of the best conversations I've heard on the perennial question, is it art or is it craft? They nailed it, as far as I'm concerned. You can have the most creative design eye on the planet, but if your work is careless or casual, you're going to produce crappy art, their term. Conversely, your work can be technically precise and accomplished, but if you lack the creative eye, you too are going to produce crappy art. You need both, and these artists have both. The other session was titled Cultivating Native Art and Creativity, a panel discussion facilitated by the summit's keynote speaker, Teresa Secord, a Penobscot Native American artist from Maine, which focused on the challenges and the many successes of passing on Native artistic traditions to new generations in rural Minnesota. Here's the wrap-up message of the convening. Art is thriving in rural Minnesota, and we know this firsthand here in Northern Community Radio Land, thriving in ways virtually every other state in the Union envies, meaning we are obligated, not just privileged, but obligated to help set other states on the path that got us to where we are in rural Minnesota today. Stay tuned.